Welcome to Maseches Nedarim, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Chapter 11, Mishnah 5. The Mishnah begins. Nadra Ishtai, if a person's wife made a vow, Vesavar Shanadra Bitai, but when he heard about the vow, he thought that it was his daughter, and he was made for it, and he abolished it, but he abolished it for the wrong person. Or Nadra Bitai, his daughter took a vow, Vesavar Shanadra Ishtai, and he thought that it was his wife that took it, and he abolished the vow, but it was really not his wife's. Nadra ben Nazir, let's say she accepted upon herself to be a Nazira, and one of the byproducts of being a Nazira is that she's prohibited in wine. Vesavish Nadra bekarban, and he thought that she didn't become a Nazira, just that she only prohibited upon herself the wine or grapes, just like a carbon, like a sacrifice, and then he was made for her, netted her, he abolished her vow. Nadra bekarban, or if the flip side, she made a vow about the carbon. I mean, she just prohibited grapes like a sacrifice. Vesavish Nadra ben Nazir, and he thought that she became a Nazir, and then he was made for that Naziris. He abolished that Naziris. Nadra ben Ateinim, she took a vow upon herself to prohibit figs. Vesavish Nadra ben Anavim, he thought that she did grapes. Nadra ben Anavim, or maybe she vowed from grapes. Vesavish Nadra ben Ateinim, and he thought that the vow was off of figs. Says the Mishnah, in all these situations, Hareze Yachzar V'Yafir, the Hafara, the abolishment of the vow, is not considered an abolishment, and he has to go back and he has to do it again. Just one very important point to point out here is that if accidentally he made the wrong type of Hafara, the wrong type of abolishment, he still has time to be made for it, even if he only hears about it a week later. But since initially when he heard about the neder, the vow, he heard about a wrong vow, so it's not like he heard it. So when he hears about it a week later, he has a full day, that day that he hears about it, that he still could abolish it, and he still could get rid of the vow. Let's see one more Mishnah, Mishnah Vav. Amrav, a woman said, Kainim te'inim va'anavim elush, eini toyames. I prohibit on myself like a carbon, like a sacrifice, these figs and these grapes, that I'm not going to eat them anymore. And her father, or her husband, Kim leta'inim, they established the neder. They said, we want it. Where the halacha is that if you're mekayim a neder, it stands. But they're only mekayim the figs. They only established the figs, and they did not establish anything about the anavim, the grapes. Kulay kayim, the entire neder still remains, and he can no longer be meferet, even pertaining to the grapes. That means a hakama b'miksas, a partial supporting or partial agreement, that works. However, hefer leta'enim, let's say he abolished the vow pertaining to the figs and not the grapes. Einam mufrat sheyofer af la'anavim, it's not considered a mufra, it's not considered abolished until he also is mefer anavim, is grapes. And there's a difference between hakama b'miksas, if a person agrees and establishes the neder, even partially, the whole thing is established. But if one tries to be made for it, to abolish it partially, the halacha is that it's not considered mufra. This happens to be the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva would disagree on that, and he says, as we've seen previously, that neder shehuter miktsasa hutar kulay, that a neder that's partially permitted, the entire neder becomes permitted. But that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. This is the opinion of Rabbi Tarfai. The Mishnah concludes, let's say she said the vow a little bit different. Amra, she said, koinim te'enim she'enitayt emes, I prohibit on myself like a carbon that I will not taste figs, ve'anavim she'eni tayemes, and that I won't taste grapes. So she kind of divided it, and she stopped the fig neder before she accepted the grape neder. Says the Mishnah, Arei l'shnei nedarim, they're considered two separate nedarim. He could be mefer or mekayim either, and it doesn't impact and it doesn't affect the other one. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.